Yes, it is extremely important and relevant because I do remember when we recall thinkers, philosophers in the past, that human nature is always at war. So it behooves us to keep reminding the necessity of peacefully settling our disputes. Because when we talk about international regimes, when we talk about international law, it all proceeds from the first and foremost requirement that man or states must settle their dispute amicably. Otherwise, there is no purpose about the whole regime of international law, or might as well go back to the jungle, you know. But yet, because of that human nature that man is always at war, it behooves us always reminding of that elaboration of the UN Charter, Chapter 33 on the peaceful settlement of disputes, the whole array of procedures, modalities, and processes to look for ways and means for a peaceful settlement of disputes.
Now, you recently got the UN to approve another proposal dealing with the Manila Declaration. Can you talk about that?
Yes. In the UN, we have this special committee on the UN Charter and the strengthening of the United Nations. For years and years, it has been working since the inception of the UN. But one sterling achievement of this committee, in fact, thus far, it's still the only one, in fact. Others is just a following of this, is the so-called Manila Declaration. The Manila Declaration, this is way back in 1982 when it was adopted, 30 years ago, out of the political milieu at the time, the Cold War was a shining moment by which the member states of the United Nations agreed in Manila. It just happened in Manila because the conference of the Special Commission, the Special Committee, was in Manila. And the Manila Declaration, as I have said, reaffirmed, reiterated, and carried forward in terms of elucidating the steps that must be done, elaborating on the modes of peaceful settlement like conciliation, arbitration, mediation, and even judicial settlement, bringing it to the International Court of Justice, for instance, in trying to strive to achieve a peaceful settlement of disputes. That was 30 years ago.
Where do you see the Manila Declaration fitting into some of the conflicts going on right now around the world? Because, as I said before, it doesn't seem like there is a peaceful settlement process for some countries.
Very true indeed. But it is for countries, member countries, to strive to see to it that it is given flesh, blood and flesh, this declaration. And therefore, it is the obligation of states to come together and look for a peaceful or amicable settlement of problems of interstate. Bring it to focus, there is this allegation, for instance, we'll put it allegations about certain flashpoints in the Middle East in the spring and all that, and certain non-state actors are always involved. But it is now a call by state parties, by a special envoy, or the one that will go between, that to see to it and encourage and to impress upon the leaders of countries that, hey, within the UN Charter, under Charter 33, as elaborated by the Manila Declaration, there are steps well-defined how to proceed with this. Sometimes it is indeed frustrating. But, as I always say, we must always give peace a chance. And these are things are well-established, including what is in the Manila Declaration.